Blog Talk Radio.
I wouldn't swear on it, but from the rumors I'm hearing, anything is, well, you know, anything. So anyway, we'll just let it go at that. It is Friday. I don't have a humpback camel and yup, Friday. It's just Friday. It's the weekend. I hope you got an extra day off because, you know, 4th of July was yesterday, and so it just really kind of seems stupid to go back to work for one day just to be off for two more days if you have that kind of job. I'm not saying yes, I'm not saying no, but I know there's some bankers out there that are PO'd. Suckers. That's the kind of job you wanted. So there you go. Oh, my God. It is just way too much fun today. So, anyway, we're going to... Man, how about that heartbreaker for St. Louis last night? Oh, man. That was a heartbreaker. I mean, Wainwright was actually having a good game. You know, I'm not a major league manager. So, you know, I don't have any room questioning Mike Matheny and his decisions. But, you know, for the most part, Wainwright had it going on. I mean, his curveball was nasty last night. That 12-6, he even made. Albert got a little blooper from the part of the game I watched, but outside of that, it was nasty, boys and girls. Anyway, they ended up bringing in the reliever, and they end up losing by one run. So, what do I know? I'm just a lonely simpleton, just with a little bitty radio talk show, having fun doing what I do. So, anyway, got some headlines. We're going to be taking call-ins and comments. UFC 162 tomorrow. Who's it going to be? Is it going to be Weidman? Is it going to be Silva? Call in. Let me know. Might have a special guest later. I talked to a friend of mine. Said they might call in later. Don't forget, you got that big wrestling show tomorrow night. Where is the name of that place where they're playing at? Where they're wrestling at? Traditional Championship Wrestling, going to be in action in Clarksville, Arkansas. The legendary Jake the Snake Roberts, master. I won't call him the originator, but he was the master of the DDT. And it was cruel but fair. Seems like these days everybody does the DDT at one point or another. Still hoping to hear some news in the NBA. The big Dwight supposed to be making his decision. And I haven't heard anything yet. I'm really hoping he ends up in Dallas because I think, you know, I think that that's going to be a good place for him. Because Dallas just has too many good weapons, and they just need some good inside guys. They can't rely on Dirk all the time as much as they'd like to. But, you know, personally, Dwight would be a good fit there. And so we're just waiting to see what happens in that. Pelicans, Blazer, Kings have made a big three-way deal. Yes, you heard me. The Pelicans. New Orleans, Portland, and Sacramento have agreed to a three-team trade, sending guard Tyreke Evans to New Orleans, center Robin Lopez to the Trail Blazers, and guard Grievous Vasquez to the Kings. My bad. I think that'll really be a good deal for Portland, kind of giving them some more, kind of giving some more offense that they were looking for. So anxious to see what happens out of that big trade. Still hoping my boy Clint Davis calls in. He's got the kids this weekend, so he's got to do the daddy thing, which I applaud him for. Kids are more important than the stupid little internet radio show. I'll even admit that. If I had kids, I would probably be spending time with them if it was my time. Hopefully. There, he's in the chat room. Now if we can just get him on the air. I don't know if he heard the opening of the show today. So, should Clint call in, we may have to play that song over again. So, anyway, NFL getting ready. Jaguars feeling bad, looking good, getting their stuff together. St. Louis has announced that the Edward Jones Dome will not get $700 million in upgrade, which, you know, if they don't be careful, could possibly cost them a team. They had one football team, and they moved to Arizona. So if St. Louis and the folks aren't careful, they're possibly going to lose another team. Because that place, I mean, I'm not saying the dome, well, I won't say it, but I've heard other people say that the dome's Jones, that the Jones Dome is pretty much a dump. I've never been there, so I can't tell you. But here's the interesting part of this whole deal. Is the Rams, since the deal fell through, well, I'll just read it straight from the wire. Organization that runs the Edward Jones Dome has made it official the facility will not get a publicly funded $700 million upgrade that the Rams requested, possibly leaving the city without an NFL team for the second time in 30 years. That's what it's come down to, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, the Jones Dome needed an upgrade. St. Louis Convention and Visitors Commission Kathleen Ratcliffe informed the Rams of the decision in a letter dated Tuesday. The outcome was no surprise to the Rams. So, the Rams can now break their lease. After this coming season, the Rams are free to break their lease, and there's not a thing they can do about it because that was part of the deal that they had to come up with the upgrades for the facilities or else they were gone. The Rams can now break their lease with the Dome after the 2014 season. The team has been noncommittal about its plan, and its offices were closed Friday for the long 4th of July holiday. There you go. The previous St. Louis Cardinals left for Arizona in 87. So there you go. Do not, and I love my people up in St. Louis, but do not be surprised if the Rams are gone. A unique 30-year lease with the Rams requires that the Dome, which opened the years the Rams arrived from L.A. in 95, remain among the top quarter of all NFL stadiums. To do that, the CVC last year proposed a new glass addition, outdoor terraces, huge new scoreboard. The organization wanted the Rams to pay half of the total price tag of $200 million. Rams counteroffered with a far more elaborate plan that included sliding roof, reconfigured seating, and other amenities. The Rams didn't estimate the cost, but city officials said it would be at least $700 million. With the sides so far apart, there's speculation the team might build a new stadium, perhaps in St. Louis County. But so far, there has been no definite confirmation of that. So there you go. St. Louis probably going to jack around and cost themselves another football team. And that's sad. I mean, that's sad. But in order for your teams to keep up to date with all the other teams, they got to have these expansions. I mean, that's a 15-year-old stadium. So, I mean, if St. Louis wants to keep their Rams, they better get their head out of their butts and do something about it. So there you go. I'm still trying to get Clint to call in. I promise to keep the show G-rated if we can get Clint on the air, because I know Clint's got the kids, and I applaud him for that. I was wanting to talk about TCW because they got their big show coming up tomorrow night, Clarksville, Arkansas. I've been hearing rumors of a special guest today on the air. At least that's what the message I got on Facebook said. I might be calling in, but I ain't naming names or pointing fingers. I'm not Jack Sparrow. How many times can they show? Well, never mind. Jeter to start rehab assignment for all you Yanker fans. Had some afternoon baseball. Pittsburgh 4, Cubbies 2. I think that's, yeah, that's Cubs. Because they're losing. What's that tell you? No offense to Cubby fans. Hell, I don't care. Sad word coming out of Oxford, Mississippi. Mississippi Highway Patrol released a statement that said 20-year-old Park Stevens was killed in an accident when his truck collided with the rear of an 18-wheeler in Mississippi. Stevens joined the Rebel in the spring as a walk-on, transferring to Ole Miss after two seasons at East Central Community College. Coach Hugh Freeze posted a comment on the Ole Miss Facebook that the team's thoughts and prayers go out to Park Stevens and his family. So, sad news right there. Young man, just getting started. Tragedy like that happens. So, from the Greg Squirrel Show, Greg and Clint, we send our condolences to the Park family, and we'll be praying for you. In other NCAA news, Urban Meyer has denied turning in Florida on a recruiting violation. Don't ask me. I don't know. But apparently the rumor's going around that Florida did some no-no on their old recruiting trail. And their former head coach turned him in. What's up with that? Is Urban that pissed at Florida that he turned around and turned him in on a recruiting violation? One of those thoughts that make you go, Steve, it's a go. I'm sorry. I don't do that as good as Clint. I need my Clint. Hopefully he'll get on here before we go off the air. What is up with the flies today? I have been roaming around here with my electric fly thingy, buzzing those little bedheads. I think they're ninja flies or something because they seem like they keep... Well, tell her she could call back later. All right. Clint just texted me. He's in the chat room. He says he's coming. He's on the phone with his little friend. You got to love your friends, you know. Oh, let's see here. Coke Zero 400, powered by Coca-Cola, takes place Saturday night. Looks like Kyle Busch made the poll. Danica Patrick, woo! Made starting in sixth spot. I don't know if they're still qualifying. I don't know if the screen's updating, so I can't tell you. So there you go.
David Seagal, man, I felt so bad the other day after I did all.
I got something for you, buddy. I was thinking about you all day. So I pulled this up to have on the show today. In light of your relationship status,
love, exciting and new.
Oh no, I lost Clint. Where'd he go? Clint, come back. He'll call back.
Back to you, the love boat soon will be making another run.
That song's just for you, buddy.
Man, I don't know what happened. I got cut off or something.
Promises something for
I couldn't tell you. I found this song. I saw your post this morning, so I made it a point to have this song on the show today.
Nice. Right. Exciting and new. I love this song.
All right.
Such
how's up, buddy?
Stuff.
What's going on with
man,
you?
Did my show earlier today. Talked to Matt Goss, who we have talked about getting the screws put to him at the event. Then I talked to Jason Bowling, little brother called, and then I talked to the always fantastic Mike Ward.
Ah, Mike's a beast.
Mike is an animal. Mike knows how to get things done, and I'm real proud of Mike Ward, and he knows that. And I'll follow him around everywhere he fights if I need to. I'm a fan.
There you go. So you got the kiddies this weekend, so I'm going to be soloing it down in Clarksville.
Yeah, it's that's kind of how it fell. My weekends, you know, I had the kids the last 2 weeks of June, and then it just so happened that I was going to get them the very next weekend, and that was this right here. So I don't have my boy. He is camping with some friends, and but he's only 12, so I'm not worried about the beer drinking yet. That'll probably hit later on. But I think he's with family. Yeah, I think it starts a lot earlier these days. But, nah, he's a good kid, man. He's real quiet, doesn't say much. He's the complete opposite of me. Looks just like me, but he is not me at all. He's quiet like his mom. His mom's real quiet. And
But you do got the daughter.
Got the daughter. She's playing outside, and I was making her a big, nice, juicy glass of water to take out there with her. I remembered it was 4:08, and I needed to get on the Greg Squirrel Show on blogtalkradio.com/TheGregSquirrelShow. As soon as I picked up my headset, someone had called me, and she wanted to know if I wanted to do something this weekend. And of course, I told her I wasn't going to be able to this weekend, but I'd be free next weekend. What was I going to say? Yeah, I got off the phone with her, and well, I was getting off the phone with her, and I heard it just very faintly in my headphones that were sitting on my desk. I heard, "Steven Seagal!" And I picked up and listened, and I heard you say, "I need my Clint, man. I need my Clint to call in." And so that's
life is boring without Clint. You will not be surprised. You will be surprised. You will not. Well, you may not be surprised. You're the man. But you will be surprised how many people are texting me and sending me messages now. Please tell us Clint's a permanent fixture on the show.
Well, I appreciate that, especially to your fans, you know, because I know they don't know me, but I'm the kind of guy. Here's what I did all day. I took my daughter shopping. We went to Marvin's and get some food. We went to the chicken store and got some more food. And I talked to everyone that I don't know today. That's just how I am. I want to make sure people are having a good time. Like, I saw this lady walking through the store carrying
uh-oh,
two gigantic melons, and I was like, man, you look like you know what you came for.
There you
but
go.
But it was it was some funny stuff. And but yeah, I bought an elderly lady a gallon of milk, and I just told the checker to put it in with my stuff, and
you the
and
man.
That's about it.
You the man. Pay it forward. Pay it forward, as they call it.
That's what I try to get everybody to understand. If you don't do that, it won't come back to you. And
I had a situation just like that the other night myself.
What happened?
Well, the same situation. I had one of my midnight Walmart runs, and guy in front of me was checking out, and he was about $3 short being able to get everything he needed. So I just looked at the cashier, gave him a wink of the eye, and so I paid for it. I paid for the guy's box of cereal.
Well, you're a mighty fine man. I'd probably do the same thing.
I mean, it's humanity. I mean, it's just looking out for your fellow humans. You know, that's all it comes down to, and not enough people do it anymore.
Yeah, that's a true statement.
Everybody's so concerned with me. What you gonna do for me? I'm like, forget that.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, you got to help other people. It's like Mike Ward was talking about today, helping so many other fighters train. You know, there's a lot of fighters out there that don't do that. They're all, you know, they're concerned with number one, which is fine to an extent, because you got to be concerned about your own training and your own wellness and your own fitness and things like that. But, you know, when people need help, when they extend a hand, you know, I cross too many rivers to be burning so many bridges. You know, I got to keep things intact. And, so, you know, just kind of how we do it.
Yep. Okay, I got the big question for you because, you know, tomorrow night, UFC 162. And
it's
the big
be a good
middle,
one.
Weidman and Silva. I'm looking at a picture of Anderson Silva from the press conference today, and just this expression on his face, it looks like somebody might have dirtied the air a little bit, if you know what I mean.
Flatulence?
Yes.
Nice.
Well, he does. He's got this look on his face, and he's got his eyes cut to the side, looking at towards whoever did it, who you can't see in the picture, and he's got that look on his face like, you did not just do that.
Yeah, sometimes it happens in the worst places.
It's a great picture.
Well, I'm giving Weidman a shot at this. I don't think anybody has ever presented as much of a challenge to Silva. Now, I don't know if that's saying much because he's a great fighter, but, you know, I saw a comment. Who was it? Rodney Allison said something about you guys saying Weidman's going to win. Y'all are wasting your breath. And that may be the case, but I've just seen too much of his stuff, and if he gets in there and does some of the stuff that, you know, that he's done to other people, I mean, it's going to be over with real quick. So I don't know. I'm going to give him a fair shot here.
It'll be a good fight. I'll give it that. And so I don't know if I'll be able to watch it because I plan on being in Clarksville for TCW. Jake the Snake Roberts in the crib. So it's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, that's going to be a blowout. You're going to have a blast down there. I know Granny Hulkster's probably not able to come down, but...
No, Granny Hulkster's already there.
She's already there?
Yes, I talked to Granny Hulkster earlier today, and
wow.
she has some friends and family down in Clarksville that she hadn't seen in a while. So she, you know, her and the hubby and the kid went down that way today, so they can visit with their friends, and she said she had a new yellow t-shirt she was dragging out for this show.
What? She's getting all gussied up for this.
Yeah. So Granny Hulkster is going to be in the house.
Wow. Hey, I played something on my show today. I don't know if you got a chance to listen to it or not, but it was...
No, I was running errands, and so I did not have a chance to listen to your show today. What did you play?
It was the origins of this whole Steven Seagal, this whole thing.
Oh, okay.
I found a clip, and I don't know if I can get it to play here because I don't have full control of the studio. But it's hilarious. Let me see if I can get it to work real quick.
Wow.
Steven Seagal. Yeah, it was he was calling in talking about how he's well here. I'll let you listen to it. It's not that long.
Okay, go ahead and play it.
I made my living in the movie.
Yeah.
The last 20 years I've been a cop. But for the last 35 years I've been an open heart surgeon.
I did not realize
this guy wakes up on the surgery table and he goes, "Hey man, you Steven Seagal." And he goes, "You need to lay back down." And he goes, "Chill out, Dr. Stallone." And he starts whipping into this guy.
Wow.
It's hilarious. Good stuff. But yeah, that's where that whole thing came from. You know, and I was always a big Chuck Norris fan, and then when they started doing this ChuckNorrisFacts.com, and then they started in with trying to do the same thing for Steven Seagal, I thought, man, yeah, people need to – I mean, king of the B-movies, Chuck Norris couldn't act a day in his life, but he's awesome, and so that's why he's –
he's Chuck Norris.
He's Chuck freaking Norris, man. I watched an episode of Walker, Texas Ranger the other day with my dad,
oh.
And he was backed up against the wall like he'd been shot twice. And he was, you know how they try to talk like all dramatic, like they're fixing to die, and I gotta leave one last message. And it just looked so fake. It was there was nothing real about it. I looked at my dad and I said, "Man, that guy, he could not act." Oh,
wow.
Lily Davis just ran into the kitchen. How you doing? Pretty good. You'll come say hi to Greg Squirrel. Y'all need to start leaving the door shut. There's just a fly in here. I don't like flies. Lily, what are you doing? Sorry.
It's okay. We love having kids on this show.
Y'all take it back outside. They came in to look at my... They're looking at my... Yeah, hey, go ahead and shut that all the way. They're looking at my catfish in the freezer. I'm a catfishing man.
In tribute of Chuck Norris...
Ooh.
That just happens to be the subject of our top five list today.
What?
Yes.
Let's do it.
I was ready. Let me get my drum roll here. Where'd my drum roll go? Oh, there it is. I'm getting used to this new board and stuff that we have on here. All right, drum roll, please. Hold on. Let me turn that down just a little bit. It's blasting my eardrum.
Sounded like rain on a tin roof.
I know it does, doesn't it? I need to find a better drum roll. Let's try this again. Here we go. Top five Chuck Norris. When Alexander Bell invented the telegraph, he had 3 missed phone calls from Chuck Norris.
Nope.
Number 4. Fear of spiders is arachnophobia. Fear of tight spaces is claustrophobia. Fear of Chuck Norris is called logic.
Called logic, yes.
Number 3, Chuck Norris doesn't call the wrong number. You answer the wrong phone. Number 4, there used to be a street named after Chuck Norris, but they had to change the name of the street because nobody crossed Chuck Norris and lived. And the number 1 sign about Chuck Norris, he died 20 years ago. Death Jets haven't had the balls to tell him yet.
No!
There you go. There's your Chuck Norris top 5 list of the day.
Nice. I like that
classic stuff.
Yeah.
Classic stuff. I still like the one about Chuck Norris doesn't do push-ups. He's pushing the earth away.
Yes. Yeah, he's pushing the ground down.
Yes, that gets an honorable mention.
Yeah, you bet.
There was 2 or 3 that got honorable mentions on here, so... Chuck Norris hasn't been to Mars. That's why there's no sign of life. Chuck Norris has a grizzly bear carpet in his room. The bear isn't dead. It's just afraid to move.
There you go.
Chuck Norris can cut through a hot knife with butter. And what was the other one? when the boogeyman goes to bed at night, he looks under the bed for Chuck Norris. That was the that
nice.
Was the other, that was the other one.
Those
so,
are awesome.
I could have had a top 10 list today with Chuck Norris, but you know, since I tried to limit
it
to five,
no, that's a good idea to have something like that. You know, it just adds a little.
And that way we
just something in there.
And that way we don't want Levitt Detterman.
Yeah, right.
Infringement stuff against me, you know. I like Levitt Detterman, but, you know, I don't want to infringe on his stuff.
Chuck Norris frequently calls 911 just to see if he can help out.
Yeah, there you go.
when the cops pull Chuck Norris over, they try to talk their way out of it.
Yeah, really. I like the older episodes that had Nia Peebles in it.
Good stuff.
Mental image. Hold on.
Okay. The new I heard the new Saw, which is Saw 15, 16, has Chuck Norris as one of the traps in the movie.
Wow.
Chuck Norris can kill two birds with one stone.
That don't surprise me.
Yeah. You know, we need a song like Letterman plays, and after you're done with the top five, hit it.
Yeah, we do.
Like those short, you know, like Wheel of Fortune when there's a winner, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, Chuck Norris once kicked a horse into chin. Its descendants are now known as giraffes.
The original title for Alien vs. Predator was Alien and Predator vs. Chuck Norris. The film was canceled. The film was canceled shortly after going into pre-production. No one would pay $9 to see a movie 14 seconds long.
There you go.
Chuck Norris' hand, the only hand that can beat a royal flush.
I like this one. There's no theory of evolution, just a list of creatures Chuck Norris has allowed to live.
This is good stuff.
A cop pulled Chuck Norris over, and the cop was lucky to leave with a warning. Outer space exists because it's afraid to be on the same planet with Chuck Norris.
Wow.
Chuck Norris doesn't read the dictionary. He just stares at it till it gives up the information. Chuck Norris was in all... I did not know this. Chuck Norris was in all 6 Star Wars movies. He was the Force.
He was the Force. Hey, remember you asked me the other day if things could get worse for Aaron Hernandez.
Tell me, brother. Well, I did not see today, so.
It seems that, you would think if you're, I would never do this, but you would think if you're going to be in the middle of a attempted murder or something that you would try to get the job done. I hate saying it like that, but apparently he left one of his victims alive, and the grand jury has called this shooting victim on the phone to find out his side of the story.
Wow.
So you can bet your sweet taters that if they tell the grand jury that, it was him all the way, this is going to get bad for him.
And
speaking of sweet taters, I got a funny story for you. Now, this was a real story. It's going to sound bad, but it's not bad. I walked in. Did I tell you already? No, maybe I didn't tell you already. I told so many people. It's hilarious. I put it on Facebook. I walk into the grocery store today, and I hear something announced over the PA. You know, they're always telling people.
Oh,
somebody
yes,
come up
I heard. I saw that on Facebook. Go ahead.
Somebody come up and check, or somebody come sack groceries. And the first thing it's like they knew I was coming in. They said, "Dick sack, please." And I stopped and I looked at a friend of mine that I've known for a long time, and I just busted up laughing. I said, "Did that guy really just say what I think he said?" And he was laughing hysterically. But it was hilarious. We used to have one of my sponsors, Palmer Brothers Motorsports. He is a race car driver now. And his name is H. Wayne Palmer. The reason why he goes by H. Wayne is because his first name is Harry, and he used to work there. So and that's a true story. I can't make this stuff up. It's Roland USA, the great side of eastern Oklahoma. And so
woo-hoo!
The Dallas Mavericks are out of the Dwight Howard sweepstakes. Wow. Yeah, I don't know what's going down with this, but it's something happened. And so anyway, I don't know what's...
I tell you another one who it's not sounding promising for, and that's my homeboy George Zimmerman.
Are you talking about the guy that shot that kid?
Yes.
What? I don't know. How? What makes him your homeboy?
Tongue in cheek.
All right.
No, it's just not sounding good for him. I mean, they actually asked for an acquittal today. His defense team asked the judge for an acquittal, and the judge looked at him like, are you crazy?
Well, he has to. This is such a national case. If this was a sweep under the rug kind of deal and nobody knew about it, it would have been dismissed in a heartbeat. Because here's what happened. They talked to the mother of this kid that got killed, and she said that was him on the 911 call that was screaming for his life. And the eyewitness who was there said, no, it wasn't. It was that he was attacking George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman defended himself. I don't think they're going to convict. If they convict George Zimmerman, it will be because they have to, and for just for media purposes. I've heard too much about this case, and it just sounds like it's completely bogus to me. I don't even know why everybody's talking about it.
We'll just have to see.
I got to take my blood pressure medicine now.
Uh-oh, calm down, Spanky.
Andre Iguodala left the Nuggets and has signed with the Warriors. And so that means that the Warriors are probably out of the Dwight Howard talks, too, because those are both the big men on
there. Yeah, those were teams that were after him also. It'll be interesting to see where he ends up.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. There's not a lot of time left.
Yeah, because he's supposed to make his decision up today.
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
I think so. I'm trying to look for that as we speak. I was flipping over to see if there was something on there for that. But I couldn't find anything. I don't know why the Celtics have done this, but they go and hire a college coach. I mean, you're the Boston Celtics. You don't do that. I mean, they did it in the 90s with Pitino. I love Pitino to death, but man, did they not learn? You just don't do that.
And I promise you, Davis is nowhere near the caliber of coach Pitino is.
Who's Davis?
Isn't that the coach that Boston hired?
No. Oh. That's Brad Stevens.
Stevens.
Yeah, Brad Stevens.
I had a Brad in there somewhere. I just couldn't remember for sure which one it was.
That was
him. I don't have that story right here in front of me.
Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez are playing in rehab games now.
I mean, they got ball teams at rehab facilities? Cool.
Yeah. You know, the Tulsa Drillers are, well, they call it a rehab assignment. The Tulsa Drillers down here, I'm wearing a jersey shirt as we speak today. For the Drillers. They are a AA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. So Roy Oswalt, the pitcher for Colorado now, he just got done doing a rehab assignment in Tulsa.
Cool.
Yeah, they had him in the program and had an official page for him to autograph. I mean, they didn't have him signing baseballs and things like that, but there's a report saying that Tim Tebow was trying to stop the Aaron Hernandez fight. So, I mean, what role is Little Drummer Boy playing in this?
Don't ask me, Bubba.
There's some insider info on ESPN. The Patriots may be adding a tight end. So, the theory of of Tebow taking over at tight end is, I don't know how stout that is now. I mean, they've still got Gronkowski, but he was going to share time all year anyway.
Right.
I don't know what to say about that.
That whole situation just seems funny to me.
Oh.
I don't know how you feel about it, but.
You know, the Patriots, everything going on with the Patriots right now is a little off the wall because, look what they've done. The people that they've signed in the offseason, the people that they drafted, you know, now with bringing Tebow in and losing a tight end to murder and, I mean, all kinds of – they're jacked up. Their owner, the Patriots owner, did you hear that deal with him in and Russian Prime Minister
Vladimir Putin stole
his ring, his championship ring. Man, you don't say that stuff unless you want to die.
Stole his bling.
I mean, they don't, you know, the leader of the free world, Barack Obama, tells Putin that he better give up that whistleblower guy. And Putin was like, nah, man, you don't tell us what to do.
Wow. Hey, I got something here for you.
Yeah. That is hilarious.
Wow. Jimmy Fallon is so cool.
Hey, guess who led the NFL quarterback rating last year?
Tim Tebow.
Yeah, right. Peyton Manning did.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah, Tom Brady, number two, Kaepernick, three, Matt Ryan, fourth, Aaron Rodgers, fifth. My homeboy, RG3, who I'm going to draft again on my fantasy team. And, yeah, and they've come out with a list of – yeah, baby.
Do we have sunglasses here?
Do we have sunglasses? No? I don't think – well, I do. You want to wear mine?
Yeah.
Okay. Love you. All right. Lily Davis, everybody. Now they've come out with – don't break those. Don't break those. Sorry. Now they've come out with a list of – the 20 greatest coaches in NFL history.
Well, Art Modell's probably in the top five.
What would you say if I said he's not even on the list?
No way.
Yeah, let me give you this. Number 20 is Tony Dungy, working down the line here. Mike Shanahan, 19. Sid Gilman, 18. Mark Levy, 17. Hank Stram, 16. Bud Grant, 15. Tom Coughlin, 14. Jimmy Johnson, 13. This is my travesty. John Madden, number 12.
Wow.
Number 11, Bill Parcells. I mean, how do you put Madden behind Parcells? That guy's done more damage than he's done good. Number 10, Curly Lambeau. Number 9, Joe Gibbs. Number 8, Tom Landry. Number 7, Bill Belichick. Number 7, Paul Brown. Number 6. Chuck Knoll, number 5, George Halas, number 4, Don Shula, number 3, Bill Walsh, number 2, and Vince Lombardi, number 1.
Yeah, I figure Vince will be number 1.
Yeah, but no Modell on any of this.
Wow. How do you not put the tuna in the top 10?
I don't know. I if they, you know, it would be like them doing the 20 greatest owners of all time and not putting Al Davis with the Raiders up at the top. Give me a rim shot.
Ba-dum-bum.
That guy was horrible. I mean, I don't like to speak ill of the dead.
But on that
subject, I hate to do this. I want to give a shout out. Not that he's going to listen because he He's got a lot going on. A neighbor. I never knew this guy, honestly. I still don't know the guy. But when I was growing up, I always remember going down this one street in my neighborhood and him and his wife always being out doing something together, making something in the shop or mowing the yard or sitting on the porch, smoking their cigarettes, drinking their coffee. And about 2 or 3 months ago, I noticed that she wasn't out there. And I thought, what is the deal with that? Because that was, she was always out there. And so I looked in the newspaper and she had passed away.
Oh,
and, well, he's been coping. I got to the point where, now I just wave to him every time I go by, I honk at him. You know, I've got that Ooga horn on my truck. And so people know when I'm coming down the street. And so I wave at him every time I see him. And I look in the damn paper this morning and his son passed away, 36 years old.
Oh,
and, yeah, so he's having a rough time. And, you know, I'm not going to name drop just in case he does listen and doesn't want anybody hearing something like that. But, I, you know, there's people thinking about him. He's had a he's had a rough time. This has been a very, very rough time.
Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, man. I don't know where. Oh, because I said what I did. That's how I got off on that subject. But
that's all right. You do what you do, man.
I'm looking also at a list of who they think the best teams in the NFL are going to be this year. We've got the San Diego Chargers. We've got the Baltimore Ravens. We've got the Houston Texans. And we've got the Patriots. They've also got the Broncos on here somewhere. And then they're talking about the 49ers. They're actually giving Atlanta more of a chance than they usually do. I don't know why. Some people are trying to put the Washington Redskins in this mix, but I don't see that happening. I think the Giants are going to be the perennial NFC East powerhouse that they always are, so I don't think they're going to give anybody a shot.
Can you believe that they're still trying to get the Redskins to change their mascot?
Yeah, you know, I heard you say something about that. We've got a college, Northeastern State University out here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, and they used to be the Redmen.
Exactly.
And now they are the Riverhawks.
Riverhawks. Yeah. I mean, personally, I you know, and I am Native American. I don't find anything wrong with it. I'm sorry. It's what I am. I am a redskin. I am a red man. I'm a warrior. I'm a brave. Whatever the names. Maybe I'm just a little bit more mature than the rest of the Native Americans on the planet that this stuff don't bother me. I find it as a compliment when teams want to use Native American imagery as their mascots, because I hear the word redskin or red man, and I'm sorry, nothing derogatory or negative comes to my mind about it.
Well, I have a completely different take on this. I think if we're ever going to be a nation without racism, we got to get rid of this stuff. I know it's a lot of people think that it's a compliment because, you know, they're using Native Americans as a source of, you know, battle. These guys are getting out on the gridiron and they're going to battle. The Redskins are going to battle. But, you know, the way the country did the Native Americans and the way they did the African Americans, I mean, you got to compare the two. It's not the same thing. And I guarantee you that none of our African American friends would want a team called the Blackskins. There's no Hispanic people that would want a team called the Brownskins. And there's no Asian people who want the yellow skin. And it all goes back to this country being so openly racist. Now, I'm sorry if people get offended listening to that, but that's the damn truth. And I think if we're going to get this stuff out of here, if we're going to not be openly racist, and we don't need to be racist at all, but being openly racist is different. We got to get that stuff out of here. I don't know. I don't have a problem with them getting rid of it. Maybe it's because I'm just a little bit Native American. I don't even, we can't even trace it, so I really don't know. I don't even know what I am. I'm just a, my name's Davis. That's all I know. And so I just think it needs to be.
You're a mutt.
I am. I am absolutely a mutt. And you know, that's maybe I'm just jealous because I don't have a heritage to claim that I can have on the side of a football helmet. I don't know, but I just I think, you know, and of course you know me, man. I'm right about everything. At least I think I am. So I think I'm right about this. I think if we're going to get this stuff out of the way, you know, we just had a big debate on Facebook about other words that are openly used and slang words for other stuff, and you know, and how kind of ridiculous it is. And it and to be honest with you, what started it all was Paula Deen. When you talk about Paula Deen now, and when you talk about the Redskins, this is all that comes to mind. This is all the topic of conversation for people whenever you talk about both of those subjects. And I, you know, if there's a big enough population of Native Americans who have a problem with Redskins, the name, then I think it should be done away with. And I'll tell you right now, we owe. When I say we, talking about, you know, people who look like me, because we just kind of came here back in the day and did whatever the hell we wanted. But I think we, as America, we owe two groups of people the world, and we can't provide it for them. But we owe it to them because of what we did to them. And I think everybody knows what that is, you know. But we, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you can ever come back from something like that. I think we just made a name for ourselves, running people onto reservations and putting chains on people, and that's a horrible way to start a country. But that's what happened. So it's sad, but it's the truth.
I understand.
Yeah. Damn it! You had to get me on that subject.
Damn it, Bobby.
Hey, so about these Redskins. No, I'm kidding.
Well, the owner of the Redskins, he ain't changing. They can say what they want. They can do what they want. He doesn't care. He's not changing. That is his stand.
Well, you know, my stance on it, if he's not willing to change, is just like it is with some of these other issues in politics and stuff. Whether you agree with them or not, you got to roll with it, because I don't have the decision-making power. I can't even tell you that I would, if I was the owner, I would change it. Like I said, there would have to be enough of a population to say, yeah, we, you know, this is really bad, because I don't understand it, because I don't have that heritage, so I don't know how people feel, but I do know that there's been quite a buzz, and so I'm just going to, you know, if you don't like it, don't participate in it. I'm not going to be a Redskins fan, not because of that, just because I don't like them. I mean, I like RG3, and he'll always be my starting quarterback if nobody, you know, draft pick blocks me on draft day. But, you know, I can't think of another Redskins player that I would have besides RG3 or other than RG3.
Right. So what else you got planned for the weekend, brother?
Well, I had to turn one down, and I thought I had another. I did. I honestly did, and I hated doing it for reasons only the closest of my friends would understand. But you saw me looking at those ring girls the other night. You know, I'm a strapping young man with good looks and a great smile and perfect white teeth. And so, you know, that gets me somewhere. Plus, I'm good with my kids. Chicks dig that sort of thing, I guess. I don't know. But I had to turn one down.
Yeah.
If, you know, for real. And so I thought I was going to have to cancel other plans, but it turns out that was the wrong weekend for that. So I don't know what's going to happen. I may just take it easy, just me and Lily Davis, and then, you know, when the kids go back home, when she goes back home after the weekend, I may just figure out something to do.
You know, I caught so much flack over those pictures I posted on Facebook the other day.
What are we talking about?
The pictures I posted Tuesday or Wednesday.
Well, I don't remember.
The scantily dressed young ladies I reposted pictures of on Facebook during the show Wednesday.
Oh, why did somebody say something about that?
Because I don't know. They say, yeah, this one girl says, you have no respect for women. That is such a freaking lie.
That's somebody looking to be a victim. This lady who said that to you needs to be a victim. That's her problem in life, is she has to be a victim about something. So that's why she said that.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like a friend of mine says, Greg, if you ever saw, because it's, I don't know, I've never seen this lady, I've never met this lady, but yet she blasted me saying I had no respect for women, and that is such a freaking lie. I probably have more respect for women than any other man on this planet. But, you know, I appreciate beautiful women, you know?
Yeah, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Post a picture and disrespect them and talk about how bad they look? I mean, what are your options here? That's what I don't understand. And it's a woman that did it to you, so I don't know. I mean, I'm not bitter at women or anything. I mean, I'm divorced and all, but that's got nothing to do with it. I just think people who gripe about that stuff, they have nothing to do in life but sit around and be victimized by stuff that shouldn't even victimize them. It's these people that have been done wrong by somebody. They'll never get over it. They still want that person back, and they got to try to run every other person of the opposite sex into the ground until they feel good about themselves. Now, that's the truth.
Oh, yeah. Because I guarantee you, my female friends who really know me, you know, they'll be the first to tell you that that's a lie. Me having no respect for women.
It's these Dr. Phil wannabes out here who think they can diagnose everybody with what their problems
you're
are.
You're a nut!
Yeah.
Steven Seagal!
Oh, man. So did you go watch any fireworks last night?
Yes. Probably not the fireworks that you're talking about.
Careful. We're trying to get this G-rated today. Come on.
What, man? I couldn't afford much. Mine were completely different than the big ones. You know, I was doing the snap pop. No, I'm kidding. I was going where you were going with that.
that's
my way.
That's why
people that I had taught in classes over the years, that's why they loved being in my class, because I could make anything sound borderline questionable and have a "no, you misunderstood me" in my back pocket. You know,
right,
I've always been good with that. So yeah, no, I about bailed myself out of that one the right way.
Yeah, there you go. At least that's what she said.
Yeah,
the right thing.
What all you got coming up? I mean, you.
Yeah, I got the Phoenix trip that's coming up next week. Is it next week or the week after next week? Week after next week, July 27th. Got an outdoor MMA event that taking place up in Missouri for Uncivil War MMA, and I'm actually pumped about that. That one, because it's outdoors, and I haven't seen full pictures of this place where it's going to be, but it's by a river, and the promoters already said, hey, bring your tents, bring your sleeping bags, whatever, because we're going to be playing in the water all day, have the MMA event Saturday night. So it's going to be a pretty fun thing, and I'm excited about being a part of it. We got my boys over at Muskogee. We got them coming back up in August.
Yes, we do, and we're we're making preparations in XFI to do a little more cage rolling around in October, and
woo-hoo!
So. So there's stuff in the works. Nothing's guaranteed yet. Nothing is confirmed. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff going down in the works. Hey, there's something that we started to talk about one day, and we've talked a little bit about it right now, but we kind of got off track, and I think we should talk about it every time there's something going down. This TCW wrestling, I don't think I've told you a little bit about rolling around with the down the roads with one of the wrestlers and going to all the shows. And, you know, I would set up a I would set up the ring and the seating and all of that stuff just for a front row VIP ticket.
There you go. That's the plan right there.
That's how I would do it. So, you know, I was used to that, and but I don't do that anymore.
Why not?
I just had so much going on. But they've got that. This one that's coming up is the second annual Rumble Riot. Alan Steele says he doesn't care who shows up. He's going to be there, and he's going to win. And, you know, they've taken a hit here recently, losing a couple of guys. They lost Matt Bourne. They lost Jackie Fargo. I mean, they've both been on TCW programming. And so, sad stuff.
Yeah. But it's still going to be a good show, and I mean,
yeah, it's going to be great. They're you know, the show always must go on. It's hard to do it sometimes, but you know, they you know, Tom Simon, I'm sure he's been hyping it on TCW Radio. You know, anybody can go to blogtalkradio.com and search TCW Radio and catch Tom Simon doing his thing, and so yeah, there's a lot of press out about it right now.
Hey, I just got word.
What you got?
Houston Rockets.
For Howard?
Dwight Howard has signed with the Houston Rockets.
What? That doesn't even sound like a good deal.
No.
I mean, you know, everybody thought he was going to be the key to the Lakers' next championship, and He went in there and bombed. And you know what happened last time we saw somebody good who got sent to the Rockets, and they completely bombed. So that Jeremy Lin, everybody put so much stock into him. Now, I know Dwight Howard's a different kind of player, but I just don't think it's going to work out very well in his favor.
I don't think so either. Yeah, just posted CNN Sports Illustrated has reported Dwight Howard will join the Houston Rockets.
Well, what kind of deal? Is it saying deal?
No, it's not giving any numbers right now. So, because it just happened apparently. So, the word just came out. So, there's still apparently the numbers have not been disclosed yet.
Wow.
So there you go. The lottery is over. If you did not have a winning ticket, sucks to be you.
Why don't they get – I don't understand. Why did Oklahoma City not pick Howard up? I mean, we need a big man down low that can jump and can rebound and is better than Kendrick Perkins, which is almost anybody. And
well,
we could get in on this. I mean, what is the money not there? I mean, geez, we just went to the NBA Finals a year ago, and we can't get enough revenue to pick up somebody who can probably add that final little boost. I mean, you get Westbrook and Durant and Dwight Howard together. I don't think. I mean, that's not like setting up a dream team like Miami did. But I mean, geez, it's pretty close, right?
Right. I don't know. I'm kind of sitting here thinking, how did they let him get away? You know?
Yeah. What
did Houston have to offer that made him turn down Dallas?
Yeah.
You know, the Lakers, you know, some of these other teams that are asking him. You know who I feel sorry for right now?
Aaron Hernandez.
No. Oh, hell no. Shakira.
Shakira? What happened there?
Well, you've heard about her little boyfriend, baby daddy.
No.
Yeah, well, see, apparently he's in trouble with El Federales for a tax evasion and stuff.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so... apparently, he made a request to get access to his Swiss bank accounts, and they and the court said no.
They freeze his money?
They froze his money.
Where are you getting your info from on this Dwight Howard thing? This is nowhere. ESPN's not even. It's like they're asleep right now. It's nap time at ESPN.
Where? Hold on. Let me go back over here. I'm looking at USA Today.
Man.
5:01 p.m. reported after 20 months of twists and turns in the Dwight Howard saga, Dwight Howard announced that he will be joining the Houston Rockets.
Wow.
Huh. I feel sorry for him because he's going out there to the black hole of basketball. I meant Kobe Bryant. you know how Kobe is. He gets the ball, he don't want to give it up.
Yeah, they're all about like that.
Oh, but Kobe's the worst. I mean, it's bad when even the coaches say that about Kobe. So, you know.
Yeah, I think they all know it's like that.
So, hold on. Somebody's offering to bring me ice cream. Heck, yeah.
Yeah, dude, don't turn down any ice cream.
Oh,
at
no.
All.
I haven't had ice cream in a while, so. I did fix my craving for pancakes today. I want to say hey to the girls up there at Denny's. Went and had me some pancakes this morning.
Nice.
Little pancakes, some pancakes, a little bit of Miss Piggy, a little bit of Foghorn Leghorn, and it was all good.
Nice. That's good stuff. When you that sounds kind of about like what I went grocery shopping for. And yeah, I got some good eggs and bacon, and our place down here had a bunch of meat and stuff on sale, and so I got that for the kids. I got Georgia peaches for me, and plums and apples and carrots and things like that. But you know, kids got to eat real food. They hate eating like rabbits, but. You know, that's all I get down with over here.
Right. I got to check something. You don't follow NASCAR, do you?
No, I do not.
Okay. Oh, man, Danica Patrick fell down to 10th.
In the standings?
No, well, they're having the Coke Zero at Daytona this weekend, and at one time, Danica Patrick had qualified into top five, but apparently qualifying is still taking place, and now she's currently in the 10th starting spot.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know anything about all that stuff. I just...
You just go by what I say. Okay, good boy.
Yeah, pretty much. I you know, I've never been, you know, I know I've got a race car sponsor for my show, but I just have never been I've never been big into racing. You know, it's kind of like when I first got into boxing and had to learn everything, terminology, you know, what pound for pound means. I mean, all kinds of
stuff.
But,
you know, I've always tried to consider myself, what's the word I'm looking for?
A connoisseur of sports.
A connoisseur of everything, not just sports.
All right.
So, you know, I try to take in a little bit of everything. So that way, I try to appeal to everybody. I like to try to be able to talk Mozart with my more intellectual friends. But then I got my redneck buddies, and I like to be able to talk deer hunting and NASCAR.
That's good stuff. If more women would do things like that, we'd all have somebody to talk to. Rimshot.
There you go. Boom, boom. we gotta find one.
Yes. I've got one on mine, but I want to get the Greg Hahn rim shot from Bob and Tom. Hahn is a comedian. I don't know if you're familiar with that name, but the guy is hilarious, hands down. And he apparently can play the drums like it's going out like tomorrow's the end of the world. And they had him in the studio one day and doing a little drum session, and he hit this awesome rim shot, and Bob and Tom use it to this day every time a joke is told. So it's pretty funny.
No, you know who I laughed my butt off last night? Ron White.
He can't go wrong with Ron White.
I mean, he made me, because I had never really sat down and watched Ron White before, but being fourth, kind of spending some time with my brother and his wife, and he loves Ron White.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, wow.
Nice.
Yeah, it was funny. You know, they're still Foxworthy. And Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, Bill Engvall.
Bill Engvall. Oh, my God. If you have not listened, have you hear him talking about his big dick? It is funny.
Yes.
Yes.
Dick sack, please. Yeah, that is anytime we've got a topic like that, I mean, you talk about hilarious. It's, somebody will make it funny because nobody in the store today, nobody noticed because the guy works there. Nobody noticed what was going on until I stopped and looked around the place. I mean, I'm in the front of the store in front of all the cash registers. Dick sack, please. And then I'm laughing my head off at the front door. So I think they understood after a couple of seconds. And I hollered to my friend Bobby over in the produce. He was probably about 30 yards away from me. And I was like, did they just say what I think they did? It was good. If you'd have been there, you'd have been rolling.
Oh, I bet. I mean, I bet. I mean.
Funny stuff.
Well, because I'm kind of like you. I can inadvertently, I don't do it on purpose, but I can, I'll hear somebody say something and my mind just like, really?
Yeah, I always can't wait to get a glimmer of somebody, you know, saying something. What do we got? Steven Seagal?
Steven Seagal.
Bob and Tom, Steve's go.
He's calling in.
Yeah, no, I always try to capitalize on an opportunity because I know we haven't got to hang out a lot, but man, it's just anytime somebody says something, it was, I'll turn it into something else. Not necessarily a bad thing, but I'll turn it into a laugh, that's for sure, because I'm one of those people who, I don't want people around me being miserable because that makes me miserable. And so I don't have time for all that crap. I need everybody around me to be upbeat. And that's why I try to tell people every day, you know. The dog's going crazy.
No, it's the mangy pet hounds. They're going nuts.
Oh, man, this is good stuff. I'm getting quite a bit of feedback about the grocery store post. I've had, 26 people have liked it, and I've got a few comments on it already. And a girl that I grew up with, she said, I was just telling my husband about Harry when he worked there, and I just told you that story.
Right, right.
And another buddy of mine said Harry used to hate it when they called him up by name to come up front and sack. He's a real stand-up guy and was a good coworker. And this is funny stuff. Harry, sack,
cool.
Please.
Yeah, really. Wow.
Oh.
Well, all right, brother. Well, God, where'd my control board go?
I can't believe I've already been here an hour. I feel like we just
started. I know.
But you know,
but time,
we, are you not doing a live remote from Rumble Riot tomorrow night?
I don't know yet. I haven't made up the mind yet.
Man, I would. I'd get on my phone and call that number and dial in to your studio and I would do one. Man, I'd be covering stuff right there live on
blogtalkradio.com/TheGregSquirrelShow.
Yeah. And you know, that's what's sad is I can't even find my control board right now. I've done flipped through so many paces, so many pages talking to you today that I've lost my control board.
That's what we do, man. We cover the news and we cover it well.
Yes, we do. We have fun. I'm sure it's around here somewhere. I just got to... Yeah, I may be stuck on the air, boys and girls.
Nice. Man, you know what I need to do? And I don't know if you have avenues where you can... Let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Somebody stole a pop from me. I bought some squirt, some squirt soda. It's some Hispanic thirst quencher, I think, is what it... I don't know. There's Spanish on the box, so I don't know. But anyway, I just bought a whole case of these. There's one already gone. I haven't even put them in the fridge yet. Somebody took one off the table.
Man, I about had a heart attack today.
How come?
Well, I went to visit my friends up at the local shop up the street. Aaron's rent to own. Went by to see them today. And I walk in the door, and the first thing I hear is a Spanish voice talking. And I'm like, what? Wait. And because you're just not used to hearing that in this particular store.
Yeah.
But apparently, and I said, man, they're about scared to death. They'll be, oh, yeah. They've said we have to become more politically correct. So they sent us these Spanish announcements that we have to play once in a while.
Well,
don't get me started.
I don't know, man. I've got a different outlook about that, too. I think it's great. I think if people are living the American dream the right way, I think we should accept them. And even if they're not, I mean, look, my ancestors, anyway, we came over here the wrong way. We came over here, like I said, and just kind of doing whatever we wanted, and it makes us all look stupid now. But, you know, there's a lot of people who have to escape the conditions that they're in, and they may not report it because they know they won't get that American dream if they got to go, you know. So I mean, I don't know, man. I'm a big USA red, black, and blue kind of guy, and I wish that it wasn't such an issue, I guess.
Right. Oh, I understand. It just caught me off guard because I got these speakers right on top of the door when you first come walking in, and you hear Ricardo Rodriguez. I told you about him getting busted, didn't I?
No, but that would be hilarious if you walked into that store and he was announcing Alberto Del Rio down a cage. Everybody would just be standing around going, what is happening here?
Ricardo Rodriguez, he's on 30-day suspension from WWE for violation of their drug policy, of their wellness policy.
I did see that, yeah. What a deal, man.
And what's even worse is there was I recently saw something where one of the better known baseball umpires got canned over that too.
Man, they may need a little something to ease the pain in the knees. I don't know.
I guess. Man, I'm ready for some Twinkies to get back. Huh?
I was just laughing. I'm checking out my news source for pro wrestling, and there's a lot of stuff here about Triple H and Goldberg having words and all this other kind of stuff. The main event Mafia making its comeback. The Money in the Bank pay-per-view. I mean, there's all kinds of MVP. Remember MVP? He's headed to TNA.
He's denying it, but I mean, there can't be that much talk about it if there's not something there.
Yeah, there's got to be something here. And there's columnists who used to cover Chris Benoit in the WWE. They're trying to distance themselves. I mean, what do you do? Say, yeah, I really didn't write anything for those 17 years. Is that what you do? You just, your work goes out the door? I don't know, man. I've got a different view on that, too. But, MVP, I've got the story up right here. MVP responded to internet rumors that TNA was interested in him. and he's been vocal about returning to TV, but he's denied he's going to TNA. He also added that he was not pitching a reality show, but he did confirm that he signed a deal with Lionsgate TV. I don't know anything about Lionsgate TV, who they're affiliated with or associated with, but I mean, he may be coming to TCW. They're on TV everywhere.
Right.
I don't know. I may have to put a press release out and see if I can get Matt Riviera to comment.
There you go. I'm sure Matt will know. Yeah, here it is.
Yeah.
Here it is. Major League Baseball umpire Brian Runge fired for drug violation.
Fired?
Yeah.
There's no policy for... Nope. Wow.
Well, he apparently had been in trouble before.
Here it is.
Major League Baseball released umpire Brian Runge for what sources told the American Associated Press was related to a failed drug test and Runge's inability to adhere to the terms of an agreement he made so that he could retain his job. So, see, apparently in Major League Baseball, umpires, players, everybody is subject to the random drug test.
Wow.
Yeah,
I would think so. This is like the first drama we've seen since that umpire died, wasn't it?
Yeah. Next thing you'll know, they'll be coming after ring announcers. God darn it.
Color commentary radio show guys.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, they'll have both of us in a sling.
Oh, you meant for drugs. I was thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What? Not one of those.
Oh, okay.
Well, shoot, man. I guess Monday we'll do this all over again. Are you going to be on Monday?
Yes, of course.
Well, I didn't know if you had any driving or anything you needed to do.
It's not a holiday or anything, so I'll be here. You be here?
I will more than likely be here.
All right. Because I love you, baby.
Man, I love you, too. I appreciate it.
Fans love you. I love you. We all love you.
Well, you know, one of the owners of the XFI called me after the show and said, she said I was impressed by the response you got from the fans, what kind of following you've got. And I said, yeah, I was surprised. So I was shocked.
Well, we pimp it, you know. Hey, that's what
we do. Right. Yeah, we got to get it out there to the masses. Now we're going to be pimping these possible rematches we got coming up.
There you go. Hopefully that won't be a date that I'm already booked, because October is looking pretty solid. So
yeah,
I hope I don't have to miss it.
Me too.
All right, Clint, have a good weekend with the kids.
I will, man. I appreciate that.
All right, brother. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are out of here. The weekend is here. So get on your love boat, hit the local lake, and just have a good time. And we will see you right back here once again, 4:00 Monday afternoon, right here on the Greg Sproul Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Clint, have a good one, brother.
Yes, sir. Peace.
And love. An open smile.